This is WKAR Online. On Sunday, the Michigan State University Museum opens an exhibit inspired by women who work in construction and the skilled trades. On Equal Terms features mixed media pieces by Susan Eisenberg, a resident artist at Brandeis University. Eisenberg talked about the exhibit with WKAR's Scott Pohl. She started by reading from her poem, Hanging In Solo.
On the sunshine rainbow days, womanhood clothes me in a fuchsia velour jumpsuit and crowns me with a diamond hard hat. I flare my peacock feathers and fly through the day's work. Trombones sizzle as my drill glides through cement walls, through steel beams. Bundles of pipe rise through the air at the tilt of my thumb. Everything I do is perfect. The female of the species advances 10 spaces and takes an extra turn.
Beautiful. I want to explore with you not just your motivation for this sort of artwork, but your work history. Tell me a little bit about your work history in the trades.
Well, I started as an apprentice electrician in 1978 in the International Brother Electrical Workers in Boston, which is when federal government guidelines opened construction jobs to women through executive orders by Jimmy Carter. And those guidelines should have led to women being about 25% of the workforce by now, and they're still 2.5%. So been trying to move the decimal point there.
The piece that the MSU Museum is highlighting in their materials promoting this show is a woman's bejeweled hard hat. Can you tell me about the inspiration behind that piece?
Yeah, so that's on a character I call Stella. And so she's a life-size woman on a ladder wearing the one-piece Carhartt suit that I used to wear working outdoors in the winters in Boston. So the diamond hard hat, which is an image in a poem, Hanging in Solo, that I wrote when I was an apprentice, reflects that... you know, just that exuberance and celebration of the trade and just the joy people have in the work. So she's wearing a Carhartt suit that has on it all these tags of ways she's been labeled, and she has the diamond hard hat, and she's working alone on the ladder, but she's got a partner somewhere because she's pulling in a communication cable that must have somebody on the other end of the pulling it in with her.
A teamwork theme.
Yeah, it's a figure that is sort of an every woman and carries all the contradictions, and her face is a mask that's a composite of all different tradeswomen faces.
Tell me about the cake.
I find that people, for women particularly, a real exhilaration about using tools and competence with tools, and so you have this little Minnie Mouse driving over a bridge that's full of delightful things, and so I just wanted to really celebrate the fun and silliness in some ways of joy that people have. And I think a lot of construction sites are a lot of fun, you know, when people are working together and the job's getting done. And there's a real camaraderie that you don't get in a lot of jobs.
I want to ask you about the replication of a worksite outhouse that's part of the exhibit, because to me it would seem to be a good way of learning more about what the workplace is like, even more than being on the ladder and working with the tools. It's what the atmosphere at work must be like for women in the skilled trades. Is that part of what's behind that?
Yeah, so I constructed it so that somebody could come in there and experience that vulnerability that you can feel if you're an only woman on a job site where you're not welcome. So certainly there are job sites where comfortable and you're friends with people and you're respected, but where you're not and where you feel unwelcome or in a little bit of danger, I think the bathroom has always represented that. So there's a, you know, kind of hostile graffiti. You can't quite reach the door and have it locked. There's often been issues of how high the walls are on bathrooms. So to just give people that a little bit of that experience. And I like that you can hear the voices of tradesmen telling their stories while you're inside there.